So we will start with Allison. Tell us about the end of the world.
So, I never really cared about the end of the world that much.
Woo!
I mean, when I was a kid, I definitely cared about environmentalism. So, like, I cared about it to the extent where I wouldn't litter and I would, you know, kill a man if he did. But I didn't really necessarily care about what happens when the world ends. I mean, I guess I had kind of that vain arrogance of the young generation in thinking that there's no way it would ever happen in my lifetime anyway, so I wouldn't really have to worry about it. And now that more and more global warming stats are coming out, I'm vastly rethinking that concept. But I think I was thinking about this the other day, and I was trying to figure out why, being such a nerd as I am, had I never really thought that much about the end of the world? Because I think that's it's a huge theme in nerd culture. And especially, you know, comic books. I mean, I love Age of Apocalypse. I love that nice. Whole, you know, arc. And I think philosophically I find it interesting. And I was one of those kids who was like, I was very Christian when I was a kid growing up. And then, you know, I had a cliched falling out with God in my 20s. But even in my mind, it was never like, I never saw the end of the world as like much of a religious thing. But then I was thinking about this as I was preparing for this show, and I was thinking, but like, really, why didn't I care that much about the end of the world? And I think it's because by the time I was like 17 years old, I was fairly certain I was going to die alone. And, you know, I sort of took it upon myself in this like rebel mantle kind of thing, you know, like I loved that episode of Firefly where Mal Reynolds, you know, like Inara says to Mal, she's like, oh, you don't have to die alone. And he says, everyone dies alone. You know, and like the first time I saw that episode, I was like, yeah, all right, totally. I totally believe that. And then I was like, well, do I believe that or do I just believe that about me? And I just really for a long time thought I would die alone. I didn't date too much in high school. Me and my older sisters, my three older sisters and I were all very dorky specimen. You know, lots of mock trial and science Olympiad happening. In one of my other nerdologues monologues, I mentioned that my sister Lisa and I once had an entire AIM conversation in Shakespearean English. So that gives you like a pretty good concept. It's framed in my bedroom if you want to read it. But I didn't have a lot of luck with guys in high school, and that luck only continued into college. I dated my RA briefly. Terrible idea. And I did end up having a boyfriend my senior year of college who broke up with me on Valentine's Day. So that was all rather depressing. And then I moved to Chicago and, of course, ended up dating improvisers for about 2 weeks at a time or whatnot. So about 2 years ago, I had definitively decided I'm just going to die alone. I'm going to end up alone. I'm going to be the like, aunt in my family who's, like, really fun and has lots of cool shit in her house because she's not spending it on her children because she doesn't have any because she never got married.
This is a character from the show.
Yeah. There is a character in our show who very closely resembles how I thought of myself at the age of 24. But it didn't depress me. Like, I wasn't really sad about it. I had just come to accept it. I was like, there are some people who just are alone in their lives, and they live alone and they die alone, but that doesn't mean they're not filled with community and happy things and cats, and I just pegged myself as one of them. And then I met Alex, and, like, totally fell in love and moved in with him and got engaged, and so now it's like, I'm not going to die alone, which is a really new concept for me. And, like, when that thought first occurred to me, I was like, oh, this is great. Because, like, if the world does end, I'll have someone to, like, go out Titanic style with me, you know, old couple in the bed who just let themselves drown. And I was like, that's really sweet. And that would be great. That would be really great to just, like, do a full-on notebook, both die the same night. If it happens to be, like, when the world's exploding, cool. Like, so then it was like, oh, yeah, I still don't care about the end of the world, but at least I'll have someone there with me for it. And then the more I thought about it, the more I realized, no, now I have to care about the end of the world. Because if the world ends, that means that the person I love is going to be gone. And since I'm not, like, overly religious anymore, I don't know if I'll get to see him after that. So now I'm, like, trying to decide what to do with myself as far as recognizing that now I have a vested interest in the world continuing to exist. And presumably be the boring aunt who does spend all her money on her kids, because she actually has them. So, I don't know where I ended up with it. All in all, I think I'm about still half not caring and half caring. I'm sure I'll end up caring more once I have kids, it seems likely. And I guess now I have to, like, vote and shit so that I can help keep this world running.
You didn't vote before?
Of course I voted. That was just a humorous cap to my monologue.
Yeah, she recycles
yeah.
them.
Yeah!
You know what makes me think I'm going to die alone is Louis on FX.
Louis!
That show is just so brutally honest. It's like, oh yeah, we are all going to just be, you know, dirt for worms. Yeah. But, so I feel you on that.
I feel you on the cool ant thing.
Yeah.
I really want to...
I'm still going to be the one who gives them gum. It's fine. I'll be cool.
I think it's very important. Every time she's told me that this was her thinking before, that she thought she was going to die alone... She was 24 when she decided, that's probably it for me. I'm never going to find somebody.
I had 24 years of experience
to back
me up. You gave
up really easy.
It's very easy to do that, though, in a culture where, like, I mean, I don't know, Jeremy and I, we have mostly the same friend set. 3 years ago, it was the marriage year. This year, it's the baby year.
My
you
God.
Know? It's like...
It's all right. The divorce year is on the way.
Yeah.
Oh.
That'll show him.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's... And it feels like it peaks and just still keeps going because there's still marriages happening, but the baby year is definitely peaking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but that is exactly what happened to me when I was 24. By the time I was 24... Everyone I knew from high school who I still kept in touch with was married.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them had kids.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I will say most of the people I went to high school with are Mormon, so it's not, like, overly surprising. But also, like, over half of my sisters were married at that point, like, and I was still, like, trying to get men to agree to go out with me.
Colorado's a big Mormon town?
Colorado Springs is.
Oh,
there's also a lot of, like, non-denominational, like, Christians. Like, people who, like, hey, what religion are you? Like,
there's lots of crazy Christians in Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the truth behind what Alex is saying, that it's never really too late, it just always feels like it's too late. When you think like that, though, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, right?
I was very surprised when she told me that she'd come to that decision, and I'm like, you're so goddamn young, and, like, so talented.
I also thought,
like,
I had a true problem, too, because every time I dated someone, I felt like I couldn't breathe until we broke up. So it seemed likely that even if I found someone I wanted to be with, I would, in the end, sabotage it.
Fair enough. Just be suffocated the entire time.